Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
A new week starts right here, right now, live on a Monday morning on the early line on Sports Grid and all across the Sports Grid network. That includes sportsgrid.com/watch, where you can find your favorite destination to consume everything all across the grid. He is Donnie Wrightside. I am Ben Stevens. Together for the next 3 hours up until 11 a.m. Eastern. Not just a new week, bright and early on a Monday morning, but a national championship Monday in San Antonio for the last college basketball game this season. It'll be Houston and Florida contending for a national crown, trying to climb a ladder to stand atop literally college hoops and cut down the nets as a national title winner. We'll recap a weekend that included a national championship Sunday afternoon in the women's NCAA tournament, a dramatic Final Four Saturday night for how we got to this stage on a Monday inside the Alamo Dome. Action around the association. Fewer than a week remains in this regular season, trying to firm up that playoff picture. And, of course, second full weekend of the Major League Baseball season as well to recap for you. DRS, so much to get into here over these next 3 hours up until 11 a.m. Eastern time.
April showers bring May flowers. Just waiting for it to warm up just a bit. And the reason I bring that up is on your TV this week, we have some of the most breathtaking scenes you can watch here, particularly for us in the Northeast. And that's the Masters tournament that will get underway. But a national championship tonight, also Major League Baseball continues to roll along and a lot of fun. And shout out the NCAA and whoever was able to stay up on Saturday night to watch an epic collapse by the Duke Blue Devils. I, like myself, woke up and saw the final, and I even worked that night how late that game actually got over. It's a shame that that happens. That game should be played at 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock on a Saturday so every single kid can enjoy that game. It's a shame that most probably missed out on that epic collapse by Duke.
Yeah, they didn't. The viewership numbers are up, and it reached a peak of more than 20 million between Duke and Houston. 30. But DRS was sleeping, I guess. Where DRS was not sleeping, we know, of course, for his primetime window, that would be a Sunday afternoon. Women's National Championship game between UConn and South Carolina back in 2022 when Paige Beckers led the Huskies to that national title bout against the Gamecocks. It was a win for South Carolina and Dawn Staley, perhaps a new era. Yesterday, that championship game rematch, and it's not a new era anymore. It's the extension of a dynasty. National championship number 12 in stores for Gino Auriemma and the Connecticut Huskies as they absolutely blow out the Gamecocks 82-59. The Huskies win and cover as a 7.5-point favorite, a total of 136.5 skies over. And Donnie, the story for Connecticut in the NCAA tournament and beyond, their big trio. Paige Becker, 17 points. the outstanding freshman Sarah Strong, 24 points, 15 boards, and AZ Fudd pours in 24 as well. National championship number 12, a new record for UConn yesterday.
That's pretty impressive. It really is. And the way they absolutely dismantled South Carolina in the final, 82-59. And quite frankly, in the second half, it didn't even feel like he was even that close at that point. Just a coronation of Paige Beckers finally getting the job done in her final year here. Now, granted, I think she could have came back for another year, but gets it, moves on, WNBA superstar all the way through. And also, it wasn't so easily for her. You get those injuries, you never know you're going to come back from it. That's the storybook tale there for Paige Beckers. The best player in college basketball crowns herself now as a champion.
Missed the entirety of the 2022-23 season with a knee injury to be back in the lead. The Huskies back atop the country in college hoops. That is sensational. National championship number 12, moving past UCLA's 11 for the most titles we have seen, men or women's college basketball at the D1 level. Number 12 for Gino Auriemma. But the first for UConn DRS since 2016. It's a national championship Monday night in San Antonio. It's Florida and it's Houston. But how did we get here? Maybe the best Final Four game we have seen in recent memory. And in fact, one of the largest comebacks we have ever seen in the Final Four in men's college hoops. Houston down by 14 with just over 8 minutes to go against Duke. The Cougs storm all the way back, down by six with 35 seconds remaining. The Cougs end the game on a 9-0 run. And Houston pulls off a stunner, upsetting Duke 70-67. The Cougars win outright as a 4.5-point underdog DRS in one of the most thrilling finishes the NCAA tournament has ever seen.
And all Duke had to do over the final 6-7 possessions was make one competent play, and they win that basketball game. They made incompetent play after incompetent play down the stretch there, and Houston was man enough to take charge and absolutely take that game away from Duke. It's a shame, too, because Duke-Florida would have been an unbelievable matchup. We're not saying tonight, and we'll go over it, where it's a one-point game, but from television rights, TV executives, fans out there, boy, Duke in the final versus Florida, up and down pace would have been sensational, but credit the Houston Cougars. They're no Cinderella. That was the number one seed, one of the best teams all season long in college basketball, and deserving to be in the final on Monday night after knocking off Duke.
We expected an all-time Final Four inside the Alamo Dome between four of the best teams to ever play this sport of college basketball, at least in the last 2.5 decades, and that's what we had, because DRS, some late-game drama as well in the opening game of two in San Antonio on Saturday night. Florida down by eight at the break in the All-SEC showdown against Auburn, the tourney's number one overall seed. The Gators storm back in the second half behind 34 points from Walter Clayton Jr. Florida advances to the national title game with a 79-73 win. The Gators cover as a 2.5-point pregame favorite.
Yeah, certainly vibes weren't high at the half, no doubt about it, for the Florida Gators, down 8 points there. And also, Auburn scoring 46 points at the first break, only 27 in the second half. Florida deserved it. Florida got it done. Florida is playing for a national championship tonight.
Behind one of the clutchest players we have seen in recent memory in the NCAA tournament, Walter Clayton Jr. We'll tell you about the history that he made on Saturday in San Antonio in just a little bit. But more history on the ice yesterday afternoon. Alexander Ovechkin, goal number 895 to surpass the great one in Wayne Gretzky for the most goals scored ever in the history of the NHL. He scored it on a power play goal in the second period yesterday on Long Island against the New York Islanders. 895 goals, DRS. Now the NHL's all-time leading goal scorer.
Absolutely pure sniper throughout his career, no doubt about it, deserving to be the NHL's overall goal scorer. You know what the interesting part about the two is? How many goals Gretzky had? And you say, they probably have to be even, Ovechkin and Gretzky. When's he going to pass him in points? I think Gretzky has a 1,200-point advantage over Alexander Ovechkin, because he did much more than Ovechkin. But if you want to talk about pure snipers out there, it's Ovi. That guy gets the job done, man. Back of the net, baby.
Pretty crazy, DRS. 895 goals for both Ovi and the great one in Gretzky in 1,487 games. Yeah. Some big news last night in Major League Baseball. We did not expect it to happen during the regular season, but Vladimir Guerrero Jr. signs a 14-year, $500 million extension to remain up in the Great White North with the Toronto Blue Jays.
Had to get this done. Look, nobody, I'm not going to negotiate till the end of the season. Like, Vladdy's on one of his streaks where the longest he's gone without hitting a home run. You know the contract was getting to him. Now he's signed, sealed, and delivered. I bet you Vladdy starts to turn on that gas over the next couple weeks now.
A 256 average, only four ribbies, and still a goose egg when it comes to homers. Not great for my bet on Vladdy Jr. to lead MLB in home runs this year. Jalen Brunson makes his return for the New York Knicks last night, his first game in exactly a month since March 6th. And the New York Knicks get a 112-98 win over the Phoenix Suns. Win number 50 for the Knicks this season.
All right, Knicks are whole now. Let's see what they can do for the playoffs and stay healthy when the playoffs hit us in about a week and a half.
They are the three seed. They need to win one more game to clinch that three seed in the Eastern Conference. Big game out west between the team that's currently in the three spot and the number one overall seed. The Los Angeles Lakers go on the road and hammer Oklahoma City. 126-99 DRS, winning outright as an underdog.
That's a pretty impressive feat for the Lakers to do that. Yeah. We'll see in the playoffs if the Thunder can hold up. I think there's a chance the Thunder can hold up, Ben.
I still believe they will, but two consecutive L's for OKC. Final Four Saturday, how we reach National Championship Monday. Next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
National Championship Monday in San Antonio, inside the Alamo Dome, ending out more than a three-week stretch, 22 days since Selection Sunday, and the NCAA tournament field of 68 was unveiled. In a tournament that has not been defined by its chaos, but rather its chalk, we reached Final Four weekend in San Antonio, DRS, and we all hoped that with four of the best college basketball teams we have seen in the last 25-plus years, that they would deliver for a tournament that hasn't really seen an overly huge amount of madness, if you will. And that's exactly what we saw on Saturday night. The nightcap between Duke and Houston will live on in the lore of March and early April in the Big Dance, with one of the largest comebacks we have ever seen in the history of a Final Four matchup. Houston trailed by as many as 14 points with just over 8 minutes remaining in regulation. Houston trailed by 9 with about 3.5 minutes remaining in regulation. The Cougs were down by 6 with 35 ticks left in regulation. And somehow, some way, Houston pulls off an absolute stunner to shock the college basketball world, and Duke winning outright 70-67. Houston wins outright as a 4.5-point underdog. Kelvin Sampson will coach in his first national championship game on this Monday night. The Cougars will look for their first ever national championship in program history after the stunner on Final Four Saturday against the Blue Devils.
Yeah, and I think they can certainly pull off the win tonight against the Florida Gators, but understand how that game played out, too. I got home right around halftime. I was like, you know what? It's a close game, 34-28. Laid in bed, popped the TV on, saw Duke to get that double-digit lead. The next time I woke up was right after the Cooper flag miss here because, you know, all the attention on the TV screen. I was like, whoa, what's going on? Oh, my goodness. Duke had gotten knocked out at that point. And then reading about it and watching the final two and a half minutes of that game. And it was a calamity of errors. A lot of things need to happen for you to come back from that sort of a deficit,
for
which
sure.
means horrendous basketball play for the Duke Blue Devils over the final 10 minutes here. John Shire maybe taking the air out of the ball a little bit too early. But understand this, you're trying to shorten the game, and they did that, which means, hey, make a free throw. Get one rebound at this point. And also, the refs have to make you a horrendous call on a missed free throw, which gave a free throw to Houston, which allowed them to take the lead. So a lot of things have to happen. But again, Houston's been mentally prepared and tough for the past couple years here under Kelvin Sampson. If there's one team that was going to be able to come back from a victory like that for the Duke Blue Devils and exchange that into a loss for the Devils, it was absolutely the Houston Cougars. And also, LJ Cryer, we know that they can shoot the three-point shot. As a team, 45.5% in that dome atmosphere, but 6 of 9 for Cryer every time they needed that big-time shot. They got it down the stretch. That was a really, really interesting performance overall by the Duke Blue Devils to close it out, but it takes a real team to close that bad boy out like the Houston Cougars did to Duke.
Just one made field goal for the Blue Devils in the final 10 and a half minutes of regulation. It was a Cooper flag three with just over 3 minutes left to put Duke ahead by 9, which is the advantage they had with 2 minutes and 15 seconds remaining in regulation before Houston started its rally. The Cougs close on a 9-0 run. We will talk about everything that happened in just a matter of moments. But Donnie, we did see some history in San Antonio on Saturday night. Houston trailing by as many as 14 with under 8.5 minutes remaining, matching the third largest comeback ever in the history of the men's Final Four, matching what San Diego State did to FAU just 2 years ago in 2023. So how exactly did this happen? For a Duke team that had been dominant all year long, for a Blue Devils team that was dominant for the first 32-plus minutes of this Final Four matchup against Houston, we go to the head of the stake. Here's what Duke's head coach John Shire had to say.
Houston's a team that doesn't quit. I mean, they're never going to stop. And so my messaging throughout the whole way with the team was understand this team doesn't go away. So no lead is safe with them. We can talk about not scoring down the stretch, but for me, it's our defense. We give up 42 points in the second half. That's what carried us in the first half. I thought the last segment to close the half was big. We gave them 4 threes. And then some uncharacteristic plays we probably made. And they hit some really tough shots. So for me, I reflect in the moment, I look at our defense. And that was disappointing. Because even if we're not scoring, usually we get stops to get separation.
And DRS, John Shire's on to something. We know the difference with this Cougs team this year is how much more efficient they are from beyond the arc. They entered the second weekend of the Big Dance as the best three-point shooting team in the country, nearly 40% from three. They were 10 of 22 on Saturday night against the Duke Blue Devils. And that three-point shot, the great equalizer, kept them in the game because they were 23 of 61 overall from the floor. That's worse than 38%. Better from three than they were from inside the arc. That's how Houston kept this game afloat.
No, they certainly did, and that was one of the reads that we had because Duke is lengthy as we know it. Giants down low, size all over the place. You got to shoot over them, and they were able to do that. But again, it takes a collapse for the Duke Blue Devils to happen, but also you still got to make the shots. Like Houston could have bricked those three-point shots in the final minute and a half. They did, and they made those. They could have easily let rebounds go ahead, but they were actually dunking rebounds there to get close. So that team was built for this nonsense over the final 2 minutes, and they showed it.
Yep, this is that Houston team. Yep. They have that buy-in of their head coach in Kelvin Sampson. DRS, the Cougs have been an underdog just twice this year. Final Four Saturday, a Saturday in late January inside the fog against Kansas. They have won both of those games outright despite trailing by 6 in the final 35 seconds either of regulation or in overtime as well. A couple of critical junctures for the Blue Devils down the stretch with about 18 seconds left, DRS. Tyrese Proctor at the line for a 1-1. Duke ahead by 1. He misses the opening shot. Houston, as they are battling for a board, Juwan Roberts and Cooper Flagg, A bad whistle on the Blue Devils allows Juwan Roberts to step to the line and give Houston the lead. But Duke had an answer. Cooper Flagg with a jumper from just about outside the key came up short. And LJ Cryer iced it away for the Cougs at the free throw line after that.
Yeah, it was exciting. It was exciting the way it went down the stretch, too. You have to make this play. Sometimes we always talk about, though, just let the kids play it out. Because Houston, be honest, even if they didn't have that extra free throws, they still had the basketball. They probably were hot on offense, could have dropped the three-point shot and still won it. It's just a shame it came down to that. But once again, Duke still had the basketball in their hands twice at the end of the game. Couldn't get a shot off, really, at the end. And then Cooper Flagg couldn't get that little elbow jumper to go down.
Difficult to blame the refs when you make one field goal in the final 10 and a half minutes. More from Final Four Saturday next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Live right here on this Monday morning on the Early Line on Sports Grid. National Championship Monday in San Antonio. But how do we get to the final game of the big dance? That's what we're recapping for you here in this opening hour. Back to Final Four Saturday night. Houston pulls off one of the all-time stunners we have ever seen in the history of the Final Four, matching the third largest comeback, down by 14 points with just over 8 minutes remaining in regulation, to absolutely shock Duke. And because of it, DRS, Houston continues its 18-game win streak, longest actively in the country, entering tonight's national championship game, and a 35-win team this year, led by Kelvin Sampson. In the turnaround we have seen in H-Town, will now seek its first ever national championship, first appearance in a national title game in about four decades, since the days of Phi Slamajama there in H-Town when they played in back-to-back title games in 1983 and 84. And for Kelvin Sampson, who has now won 799 games as a D1 head coach in his career, he is hoping for his first national crown as well.
And just might get it in the state of Texas. How great would that be? And also a monster victory over a team like the Duke Blue Devils. Now, here's what you can't do, right? You pulled off the monster upset. And when we call monster upset, most people expected Duke to cut down the nets. This wasn't a 17.5-point spread. Like, oh, my goodness, Houston didn't even think they had a chance. Like, no, everybody thought they probably had a chance to beat Duke, and they ended up seizing the day. But for my money coming into it, it's like, you know what? How high did we get on Saturday night with that victory? Because, boy, you got to turn that page fast. You got one day to recover, and then the Florida Gators are here so you can take down a national championship. Don't let that be your memory. Like, man, did you remember how great it was to knock off Duke? Yeah, but what did you do in the championship? Florida beat us up by 15 points. But, boy, that Duke win was nice. You got to close the deal and say, you know what? What an epic run all the way through this season in conference play into the tournament it was for the Houston Cougars to say, you know what? We beat Duke, and then we beat Florida, the two teams that most people thought were the best two teams entering into the tournament once we were back on Selection Sunday.
Yes, DRS, no doubt about it. Everybody remembers the miracle on ice for the unlikely victory against the Soviet Union. That wasn't even the gold medal game. Houston needs to have that same enthusiasm as they will entering the national championship. This is a cast and crew that has been developed in Houston by Kelvin Sampson, not just hoping for his first ever national championship, but coaching in his first ever national championship game. 799 career wins, the fifth most all time from any D1 head coach in men's college hoops without a national title. He looks to change that tonight. So it will be Houston on one side, the other, the Florida Gators, back into the national championship game for the first time since 2007, when the Gators under Billy Donovan had won two in a row. How did Florida get there? With a second half rally of their own, trailing Auburn by 8 at the break, and then winning the second half by 14. Florida victorious, 79-73 in the all-SEC affair in the opening game of Final Four Saturday, winning 79-73 once again. Covering is a 2.5-point favorite. A total DRS of 158.5 does stay under. You and I were live for this game on Sports Grid's Bracket Central coverage. How did the Gators pull it off in those second 20 minutes?
They were just better in the second. They played better defense. But understand this. I like the Florida Gators all week, regardless if Jahni Broome was 100% or not. It was apparent, and Bruce Pearl said as much, he's not 100%, but we don't think it's going to affect him. In the first half, didn't look like it affected him all that much. Took a couple shots to the elbow. You saw him holding or wiggling it around for a little bit. But in the second half, he clearly wasn't 100%. There's no way that game goes off where he scores 15 total points but had the majority at the break and only shot 4 times in the second half. That's not the superstar player that we know Jahni Broome from the regular season. But you know where we had the superstar player? It was Walter Clayton Jr. 35 minutes, 18 shot attempts from the floor, 5 of 8 from 3-point range, and 34 points. That was a kid that was 100% playing the biggest in the biggest moments here, and what a second half it was for Florida. That's hard to shake those. You're down 8 at the break here on the national stage. Things aren't going your way, and we watched it live on the set. Those first 5 minutes, we said, well, what does that lead have to be? I was like, well, Florida just can't lose, like, you know, a 10-point shot here and get down by that much. They closed that lead with the 9-0 run right off the bat. Florida was there for business to start that second half, Ben.
The Tigers did extend their lead up to 49-40, and then it was that 9-0 run for UF that included a Walter Clayton Jr. 3, an Elijah Martin made triple, and a Will Richard old-fashioned 3-point play. 34 points for Walter Clayton Jr., who also had 30 in the come-from-behind Elite 8 thrilling win against Texas Tech. DRS, he is the first player in the men's NCAA tournament with back-to-back 30-plus point games in the Elite 8, followed by the Final Four since Larry Bird did so for Indiana State back in 1979. More history for Clayton Jr. How the Gators match up in the national championship next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
As we continue to recap Final Four Saturday, setting the stage for national title Monday in San Antonio, DRS, there is no doubt that Houston will be remembered as the comeback kids throughout this men's NCAA tournament. And how could they not? With the thrilling stunner in the Final Four matching the third largest comeback ever in the history of the Final Four, shocking Duke in the nightcap on Saturday. But Florida was down by 8 at the break, down by as many as 9 early in the second half against the tourney's number 1 overall seed and their conference foes in Auburn. And not just that game, but down by 10 with fewer than 5.5 minutes against Texas Tech, trailing UConn by 3 with about 3.5 minutes remaining in the round of 32. This Gators team has found their resolve in the second 20 minutes. And if you listen to the Gators at all, after they came back to win 79-73 in the opening game of the Final Four on Saturday, including Gators big man Alex Condon, apparently it wasn't exactly a kumbaya holding hands ceremony at the half in the locker room for UF. Todd Golden, in his third year in Gainesville, now about to coach in his first ever national championship game, ripped into his team at that halftime break. Whatever he said, it worked as Florida won the second half by 14 points to continue that rally and to advance and keep their dance going into that national championship matchup.
Yep, made some clutch plays down the stretch, no doubt about it. But I think that key indicator right away was who's going to set the tone early in that second half. Can Auburn stay around a double-digit lead, I let you say the 10 marker, and then just cruise into a victory? Or was it going to be the Florida Gators cutting into that lead? And as we said, boy, did they cut into that lead right away. And it just seemed at that point right now, you knew that the Florida Gators had the momentum in the second half. But you still got to make some big shots, and Walter Clayton Jr. was able to do that. Had a big-time end one late in that basketball game. They got a couple key rebounds and really held the glass. Now, understand this too. I would have loved it if Jahni Broome was 100% healthy. That game is probably different all the way through. It looked like, again, it didn't affect them that much in the first half, of the second half it certainly was. But credit again, the Florida Gators coaching staff. Here's what we're going to do in the second half. Here's the adjustments to be made, because you saw a lot of points out of Auburn in the first half and not a lot of points in the second half out of Auburn. So certainly the changes and the speech made a big difference in that second half.
Jahni Broome had 12 at the break. He looked like that SEC player of the year, only 3 points in the second half. And Donnie, something we highlighted on Bracket Central on Saturday night, the turnover battle. Florida had 5 in the opening half, only to 2 for the Tigers. Auburn had 20 turnovers in the second 20 minutes to quite literally cough up their halftime advantage. The Gators, unlike the Tigers or the Blue Devils or even the Houston Cougars, did not have this national title outlook when the 2024-25 college basketball campaign began back in early November. They had a 60-1 number, around the 20th best price around the nation, but a plus 360 price after winning the SEC tournament title entering the NCAA tournament. Donnie, as we know, we expected this Final Four in San Antonio to live up to the billing with 4 of the best teams to play college basketball in the last 2 decades. We hope the national championship is the same. The Cougs were a 1 seed, of course, but had the 4th best price of our 4 number 1 seeds to win a national championship before the big dance got started. So it leads us to this national championship game on a Monday night inside the Alamo Dome. Florida is an ever so slight favorite, and I mean ever so slight to the nth degree. 1.5 in the spread, now minus 113 on the money line. DRS just 7 cents of distinction from where the Cougs are as the slight underdog at minus 106, now live on the FanDuel Sportsbook. Our total for Houston games, ever important, 140.5. Where does Donnie Wrightside begin his national championship breakdown on this Monday morning?
Yeah, it's basically a coin flip there, and the odds makers are telling us that we should get a great game. It's -1.5. You could look the total there around the 140 range, but this game comes down to me again. It's correlated. It's Walter Clayton Jr. at the 3-point line for the Florida Gators. Yep. If they can make their fair share of 3-point shots, they'll be able to win this game against Houston, because Houston's MO on defense is we are the best defense overall in the country in efficiency. We understand that. We will defend the 3-point shot, but we will allow you to shoot the 3-point shot. So it's just a matter of fact, as you say. This team is only going to go as far as Walter Clayton takes them tonight from the 3-point line. We saw him splash down 5 triples in the last game against Auburn, who also has a very good defense. So if Walter Clayton's like, you know what, you're going to put a hand in my face, we see him make that time and time again. So I do think he's probably going to shoot double-digit 3-point shots, because that's a defensive footprint for the Houston Cougars. So the correlation for me is you might just be looking at that 3-point range. Thomas Houck on Saturday night knocked down a triple for you to cash in a ticket. He's going to have to multiple 3-point shots tonight, because the one thing that we do know is you're not going to find a lot of success down in the paint. Stingy as all get out is Houston, and they defend well inside the arc. The 3-ball must go down tonight for the Florida Gators if they want to win this basketball game.
Yeah, Donnie, the 3-ball going to be important for both sides. Houston, the best 3-point shooting team in the country, nearly 40%, 10 of 22 from deep on Saturday in the stunner against Duke. But 9 of those 10 made threes from just 2 guys for the Cougs. 6 of 9 from 3 for L.J. Crier. 3 of 7 from deep from Emmanuel Sharp, who, of course, buried the clutch 3 that made it just a 3-point game with just over 30 seconds remaining in regulation. Milos Yuzan for Houston in a ton of foul trouble on Saturday night against the Blue Devils. He is 1 of 4 from deep in that game. We'll be looking at his props in just a little bit. But to Donnie's point, we loved Walter Clayton Jr. on Saturday night on Bracket Central. He got to 5 threes. He cashed some big plus money numbers for both DRS and myself, and he had 34 points. But how about the supporting cast? Elijah Martin, 17 points, and Thomas Houck ever so slightly over his pregame points prop, finishing with 12. That number, 11.5. Donnie, both of these teams as good as you will find on both sides of the basketball. Both of these teams have 35 wins now this season. season, Florida will play in its first national championship game since 07, when they won back-to-back national crowns led by Billy Donovan. This is Houston's first national championship game in more than 40 years, since 1984, in the days of Five Slamma Jamma. Hakeem the Dream, who was in attendance, by the way, for Houston on Saturday night. Those were the days under Guy Lewis. The Cougs have never won a national title in program history. Florida looking to become the 10th ever D1 men's basketball program to win at least three national championships. If they can do that tonight, the Gators DRS, one of the best cover teams in the country entering the big dance, 26-8 against the spread, have only covered twice in their five wins in the tournament, including on Saturday against Auburn. Houston will be a slight underdog, at least as of this moment. They have won outright in both of their games as a dog, as we shared. The stunner in double overtime inside the fog inside Allen Fieldhouse back at the end of January. And, of course, one of the great Final Four games we've ever seen on Saturday night against Duke.
No doubt about it. And it's a lot of fun to watch these two teams match up, particularly Houston. It's almost like you want to take an angle in the first half at this point to decide yourself, well, who's actually going to impose their will? Because it's apparent that both of these teams are okay with a little bit of, down the stretch, it's a little bit crazy. We don't have the lead here. We got to have some comebacks, because you saw multiple comebacks from both of these teams over the length of this March Madness tournament. And it's fun to play out. So it's one where 6 or 7 point lead late, you're not turning the television off because how talented these kids are. And also understand this, they are still kids, 18 to 22 years old for most of them here. You got to make the shots when they go down. But if you're looking at the MO of Donnie, doesn't really like a team that plays great defense, another team has to hit their 3-point shots, and if they're not, then they lose the game. So basically, I'm telling you, I'm leaning more towards Houston tonight than the Florida Gators, even though in my bracket I had Duke versus Florida in the final with the Duke Blue Devils beating the Florida Gators. I think it's a pretty good matchup for Houston, but again, the 3-point line is central tonight. Whoever wins the 3-point line will win this basketball game.
And we'll continue to talk about this game from the metrics perspective on the other side. And, of course, DRS, I think this game could be very, very tightly correlated to that total of 140 and a half, knowing how both of these teams want to get it done on the hardwood. We'll break down the total on the other side. I'll just say this. If Florida wins tonight, I win a lot of money. Pride for the Sports Grid bracket, as I would split that top spot, but just pride, of course. In my college buddies bracket, more than $800 at stake for me in a national championship ticket on the Gators that I bet back in early February. That's why I'm wearing my Gator green, kind of.
Yeah.
And doing the chomp all day long.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/trygreenlight. That's greenlight.com/trygreenlight.
A national championship on the line tonight on a Monday night inside the Alamo Dome in San Antonio, Texas. Houston hoping for its first ever national championship in the proud history of this men's college basketball program. DRS Florida hoping for national championship number 3, its first since winning back-to-back crowns in 2006 and 07, trying to become the 10th ever school to win at least 3 national championships in the men's NCAA tournament. We talked about it right before the break. The total tonight now stands at 140 and a half. With a little bit of late steam on the over Saturday night for Houston and Duke's matchup, it closed at 137 and a hook. 137 points combined as Houston wins 70-67, staying ever so slightly under. Houston has played to the under in 4 of its 5 wins so far in the tournament. Very different story for Florida. First game to the under in the big dance on Saturday against Auburn, but still 152 combined points. DRS, if Florida wins tonight, does that mean this game has to trend to the over? If Houston wins tonight, are we looking at a dead under in San Antonio?
Yeah, most people would figure it would be a correlation on that, right? But I'm not so sure. You take a look at the team totals there listed on that graphic, 70.5 and 70.5. And, like, forget about if you want a team to win the game. I do think there's a chance that in either scenario that Houston is actually into the 70s. So I'm actually more comfortable taking the Houston Cougars as a team total. Not to say, well, Donnie, that means you like Houston to win the game. It's a 1.5-point spread. I mean, either way, this game is going to go down. But for me, I do think Houston can dictate and score at the same time. But also, if Florida is running ahead, Houston can also score with the Florida Gators. So when I say myself, you know what, Houston does have the better defense, but it's not like we're talking about like massive disadvantages. Like, yeah. Oh, Florida doesn't play any defense. No, they're 9th in efficiency on defense in the country. So it's not as if we're getting those regular season matchups like number one team on defense going up against the 88th team on defense here. Boy, what a decided advantage. You don't actually have that. But I do think Houston right. can translate. Also understand this too. Both of these teams now already playing a game in the Final Four on that big stage. Then they get to practice on Sunday, shoot-arounds on Monday. So I do think that environment of, ooh, what to expect in the first half, now we have to sort of get our feet set here. These teams should be ready to go from the beginning and not saying, ooh, man, when I pull up from the left-hand side, that scoreboard way in the back really gets my attention and sort of has a little flaw in my jump shot. Not the case here. I think we should get a clean offensive performance, which leads me more to an over, but I don't think there's a necessary correlation on if this game is higher or lower, as opposed to you saying, well, Houston slows it down, so the game should go under and Houston wins it. I'm not buying into that tonight.
Yeah, and a lot of that is pace, right? Because Houston plays at the 5th slowest tempo in all of college basketball. Florida, on the other side, wants to play a lot faster. 59th in terms of that adjusted tempo, top 60 in the country. Florida also elite on the defensive end and going to make things difficult on Houston, who, again, was just 13 of 39 from two-point range on Saturday against the Blue Devils. That's 33.3%. DRS, when you look at how Houston, the best scoring defense in college hoops in the NCAA tournament, most efficient defense nationally throughout a good majority of this season, in their 19 games since the start of February, the Cougs have allowed just two opponents, to score more than 70 points in regulation against Gonzaga, in the round of 32, and the Zags had fewer than 30 points at the break. Gonzaga ended with 76 in Texas Tech in their very first game in February. In fact, the last loss that Houston has seen when the Red Raiders went into H-Town, won by a point outright in overtime and scored 72 points in regulation. That is it. But Houston has only scored more than 70. In fact, they have not since the second weekend of the NCAA tournament got started, all in big football arenas. They ended with 70, of course, on Saturday night in the Final Four. The three-point shot is going to be crucial for both sides, as Donnie laid out for the Gators. But now Houston, once again, best three-point shooting team in the country at 39.9% overall on this season.
Yeah, and also you take a look at a top 6 team in the country defending the 3-point shot in the Florida Gators. So something's going to have to give down low. And also, one of the, you know, a big discrepancy that we just watched with Houston and Duke, Ben, was the size of Duke going up against Houston and how that would give them a problem. And for 3/4 of the game, it really did, but they were able to pull that game out. You also have the advantage, once again, for Florida tonight with the size matchup advantage against Houston. But it's not anything new. Like, hey, you know, we lost our 2 big guys in the final 2 games, so now we're going to have to adjust. It's the same Houston team that's been playing since day one, and a lot of teams have the size advantage on them. When I The footprint of this game for me is the offenses should be a little bit cleaner, but at the same time, the defenses are absolutely elite. And we talked about, I actually like the under still in that Duke game versus Houston, which was 135.5, 136.5, up to 137.5, and it finally got to that number. Because I just think the bigness of a game doesn't lend itself to be a shootout to start. So even though that number is hovering around 140.5, both of these teams should be able to get there. I still lean towards the under once again in this game. Same way as I also lean toward the under in the Florida Gators taking on the Auburn Tigers as well.
Yeah, DRS, you were all over that one. And we saw a lot of scoring early, both in the opening half and to start the second. And then things calmed down in the final 17, 18 minutes of regulation. Florida entered Saturday night against the Tigers, not only playing to the over in its first four wins in the NCAA tournament, but in 11 consecutive games, including the big dance. We talked about Houston in its 19 games since the start of February, and Florida's 19 games since the start of February. The Gators have only played in a game that has featured fewer than 140 points once. Their first game in February against another slow and sound defensive team in Tennessee. That game was 64-44. Houston trying to replicate that. Not sure they will be able to. The Gators had to go on the road to Knoxville for that performance. And Donnie, we'll talk more about the props a little bit later on. But of course, the individual outlook tonight. Florida, an ever so slight favorite to cut down the nets as a national champ, which means Walter Clayton Jr. is now the favorite at an even money price to win most outstanding player. LJ Cryer, second shortest number and shortest price for the Cougs at plus 160. In your estimation, is there any value remaining, DRS, in the MLP odds?
I mean, I guess it would be. I mean, Clayton, I don't see the Florida Gators winning this basketball game and Clayton having a terrible game, which he's the shoe-in. If he just has an average, scores 10 points in this game, he's probably just going to be the MOP anyway. But if you want to take a flyer, 160 and 950 on Sharp, maybe so. But I think Clayton's pretty good at this point right now here. And there's still value at plus 100 because they have to win if he's going to have a good game, right? They have to. Come on.
There's more on Houston, I think, that can help win a national championship and then Florida has outside of Clayton Jr. Women's National Championship game next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you, and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
A national championship Monday in the men's NCAA tournament, a national championship Sunday in the women's big dance. Live from Tampa in the afternoon hours, Donnie Wrightside sweet spot. Connecticut makes more history for the first time since 2016, but the 12th time in program history, Gino Auriemma, Paige Beckers, and the UConn Huskies are a national champion once again. National championship number 12 in stores for UConn women's basketball as they absolutely dismantle in a dominant performance South Carolina, the reigning national title winners, by 23 points. 82-59. UConn comfortably cruises DRS to a 7.5-point favored number, so they cover that. They go over 136.5 as well, and a big trio all year long in stores and certainly in the big dance. Paige Beckers, AZ Fudd, and the outstanding freshman big in Sarah Strong combined for 65 points in that national championship affair.
And how did I know that they have somebody coming off the bench named Ice Brady? That is a tremendous name at this point here for UConn. But 82 points on the board, 59 there for South Carolina. You look at the three-point line. If you would have told me before the game, hey, Donnie, UConn going to show up at 4-for-17 from three-point range. Oh, that's another championship here for the South Carolina Gamecocks. Not the case here. Why? Because UConn's defense was absolutely sensational, limiting South Carolina to 34% from the floor. 82-59, an absolute dominant performance all the way through. And I did like to see the post-game press conference. It's in the post-game press conference interview there they had with Yuno Auriemma. Just how much it means and nothing. Like, he has 11 championships already. He's like, I don't know if I'm going to get my 12th and how hard it is just to get back. And, you know, all the struggles that this team had with injuries and some of my favorite players and, you know, the rest of the people that built this program up with me. You see the culmination in real time. It's nice to see because most people think Yuno Auriemma, you see some of the, you know, the interviews with him, very cold, sometimes standoffish, you know, a little bit edgy, you know, sarcastic in his way. But you know it means so much to these guys to be the pinnacle at the pinnacle of their sport and win these big games and just feel it in the moment. Those are good signs here. I love to see that stuff.
What a way to cap off year number 40 for Yuno Auriemma as a head coach in college hoops. Of course, all four decades spent in stores, turning this Connecticut women's basketball program into a national powerhouse and one of the beacons that you will see at any level of the sport. 12 national championships, all led by Yuno Auriemma. He already had the most national titles of any D1 head coach, men's or women's college basketball. Now Connecticut wins number 12. They move past UCLA men's basketball program for the most ever at the Division I level on either side of the sport. And you saw it embrace DRS with about 1.5 minutes remaining in regulation as Paige Beckers checked out for one final time in a UConn uniform. An emotional Beckers, a huge bear hug with her head coach in Yuno Auriemma. You see it right there on your screen. Not only national championship number 12 for Auriemma, but the first four Paige Beckers, who in all 4 years that she was fully healthy for the Huskies, led UConn to a Final Four at bare minimum in two national championship games, including yesterday. She will go out as a champion. One of the most stellar college hoops resumes we have ever seen. And a story, Donnie, that during her collegiate basketball career was defined by some adversity. She missed the entirety of the 2022-23 season for UConn. Returned in these past 2 years to get the Huskies to a Final Four and now their first national title since 2016. She had 17 points yesterday. Wasn't the tournament's most outstanding player. That was her teammate AZ Fudd, who had 24. And Sarah Strong, the freshman big, oh boy, she's about to take over college basketball. 24 points, 15 boards. Donnie, she had 11 rebounds at the break and 114 total points in the 6 wins for UConn in this women's NCAA tournament, a new freshman scoring record for a single big dance.
Yep, the star shining in the biggest moments here in Paige Beckers. To be the king, you got to wear the crown. No doubt about it. She needed that championship to culminate that great career and absolutely got it. We've always looked back fondly on her career. Sure, we would have. But now you can look back as a champion. Also, we're talking about UConn. This isn't like the struggle for the last 20 years. We finally got our first at UConn here. My goodness, Paige Beckers. You go around to all those meet and greets and all those alumni days, man. And she comes back.
Come on now.
What the elders are telling her? You never got that ring, though. And they can always chide her. Can't do that anymore. That is massive for her, good for her, as she moves on to the WNBA.
When you are around the legends of Sue Bird and Diana Taurasi and Brianna Stewart and, of course, Maya Moore, who Paige Beckers passed yesterday for the most tournament points by a Connecticut women's basketball player, you got to hold some hardware.
Yeah.
UConn now does. Paige Beckers does as well. You saw that average win margin for UConn this season? Nearly 30 points per game. Impressive and dominant. Doesn't even begin to describe it. Hour two, next.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Do you know what year it is? It's the year of the habit. And you're in luck. Ritual's New Year sale is happening now. Support your health goals with supplements for skin, gut, and more. Ritual's got your back with 40% off your first month, plus a free gift with purchase at ritual.com/podcast. That's ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.